There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Friday. Hey, y'all, we got a lot to do today, so I'm glad you're here. Phone number, text line, 343-0106. If you've got the brand-new FM Talk 106.5 app, you can even leave us a talk back, and we'll get into that in just a second. Our first guest this hour is going to join us in just a minute here, Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson. Of course, we have the municipal elections coming up on Tuesday. We're going to talk all about that. But I once again want to mention, and we'll mention this throughout the show. We talked about it yesterday when Congressman Carl called in, and I've been talking with him since the show. You can look at the post on his social media. Two things. Number one, if you know somebody that is in Afghanistan, right, that is looking to get out, and Representative Chip Brown is going to join us in the second half of this hour to talk about his translator that they got out yesterday from Kabul. If you know somebody, you need to reach out to Representative Carl's office and get them the contact information. They're compiling this list. So at a point that there is a green light for the American forces to do what the French and the British have been doing, that they can go and know where they're going to get those people out. And we continue to talk about this. So many veterans are taking this so very hard. Calling those vets in your life, like I talk about, my buddies, ringing them every day, even if it's just for a couple minutes to talk to them, just checking on them. Do the same. And if you have family members that, or you, that need more than that, and we get it, Veterans Crisis Line is open. We have the links up on our social media as well. 800-273-8255, 800-273-8255, or just Google Veterans Crisis Line and get the information out there. So make sure you check on those vets out there, and you yourself a vet, if you want to talk to somebody, there are resources for you. We're all here for you, so don't forget that. All right, municipal election coming up on Tuesday. We've been talking about it all summer long, and getting close to the finish line here, and a conversation now with Mobile's mayor and candidate for mayor once again, Sandy Stimson. Thanks for your time.
Good to be with you, Sean.
Good to have you on as well. Let's get into this. You and I talked about this the other day. The slogan for this campaign is what?
Not done yet.
Okay. So I asked you and I were sitting around the other day. I asked you this. Not done yet with what? I mean, what is not done? Explain that to us.
Well, Sean, I would say the first thing that comes to a lot of people's mind is if you look around at all the infrastructure projects, whether it's Ziegler Boulevard, Broad Street, Baltimore Street, we have so many projects in the queue right now, and not just in the queue, but actually under construction. And then there are a lot of that are actually in the queue that really we just need to get done. And then there's also all the things we would like to do in our parks, like Langan Park. We want to dredge it, and we want to make all the amenities in Langan more family-friendly. And that's really true for all of our parks, and we just are not done yet.
Okay. Let's talk about, you got those successes. I mean, there are some things that have been put to bed. You list some things that aren't. Outside of infrastructure projects, not done yet, we're talking about public safety. What's your feeling on that? Is a job done yet, or where are we going?
It is never done with public safety, Sean, no matter what is going on. There are always things that can be done. We're very fortunate, though, at this point in time, to be able to take some of the American Rescue Plan money and apply it to gun violence, specifically $5.1 million. And we have some ideas of things that can be done using technology, but also some of it has to do with education and engagement with the community, try to get them help us also reduce crime, because it's not just a policing situation. It's a societal situation, and we need the help of our citizens to help us reduce crime.
When we look at projects and things that you're doing, your administration through the city, talk about things that we like that we may not notice, right? I mean, if we're doing an infrastructure project and there's a crew digging up, you know, the concrete and doing stuff, we have to go around it. I guess we see that and that sticks with us. But there are a lot of things you do, and I get the memos from the city and all that, and I obviously follow this for a living and see that. But a lot of Mobilians may not know things are going on. I mean, you're talking about the technology, you know, the gunshot technology or something like that. Unless they hear the news story on it, they may not realize y'all are working on that.
So, Sean, the thing that comes to mind, in front of my mind, is really the relationships and partnerships that we've developed with our federal partners, state partners, and other local law enforcement agencies at the Gulf Coast Technology Center, where every day there are probably 38 law enforcement agencies represented there, and they send one to two or three people that come to collaborate, swap information, and try to prevent crime and to solve crime. That is unique to the city of Mobile. I don't know of anywhere else in the nation that's happening. And truly, there are crimes, you know, you never read about the crimes that we thwart, because a lot of times we can't reveal all that information. But it is going and ongoing. And I'll tell you, kind of a spinoff of that, we just had a demonstration of a water rescue drone. So the day that Deputy Sheriff Bill Smith drowned over in Baldwin County trying to rescue a swimmer that was in distress, a couple of guys at the technology center were watching the news report about that, and one of them said, hey, why can't we create a water safety device that we can fly in a drone and drop to a swimmer in distress? And so really in just a matter of hours, they came up with exactly how to do that. So that was June 6th. So today, an hour ago, I left a couple of Riverside Park, where we demonstrated the drone, the flotation device that was attached to it. We dropped it to a swimmer that was in the river, and you know, showed that proof of concept, this worked. Now, that doesn't reduce crime, but it's just some of the spinoff things that do happen when we have those many bright minds all collaborating in the same central location. So really, it's a big deal. So Sheriff Hoss Mack was here to receive it. The first drone we dedicated in honor of Bill Smith. And so my guess is that probably with the less than $5,000 to do each one of these drones, that you will see them all over Baldwin County by next summer.
Wow. Just joining us, talking to Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson. We're talking about Tuesday and Election Day here in the city. Let's talk about our city and the size of our city, because you talked about the relationships with federal partners, and that makes me think about grants, right, and how that has been developed in the city, what it means for projects here. And those grants, you have said, and I want to talk about annexation and the discussion from last year, those grants, we've done a great job, but just is something, and I say arbitrary, not to diminish it, but something as specific as the city being over 200,000 people, you have said, brings us more of that grant money, more of that federal money. Is that accurate?
Absolutely accurate. I mean, we knew that there was a threshold for any city that was over 200,000. You just become automatically eligible for grant opportunities. And so that was one of the main talking points or focal points for annexation. Really, at the time, we did not realize the amount of money that would be coming out of Washington, D.C., you know, as part of COVID. But with the American Rescue Plan money, we got $58 million. And I can say that if we had been a city over 200,000, we would have gotten, you know, maybe $125 to $200 million instead. And so that's a, you know, proof positive that what we were saying was accurate. But the real key to the grant program is having a team that's dedicated and focused on perusing the federal information to find out what grants are available and which ones the city of Mobile qualify for. And we have never had as robust a grant program as we have right now. And the personnel that work there, Laura Engel heads it up, is very, very talented, and they're getting grants in areas for different things other than police and fire, which we kind of always gotten some, but we're finding that there's other monies available, and we're we're very grateful for that, for what they do. And so, you know, it's we will just do, continue to do better in that area.
Let's talk about annexation also as a beyond that threshold. Let's just talk about the finances of the city, because this gets discussed quite a bit. That annexation, you know, and reminding folks, we're just talking about giving folks the right to vote. Not, I mean, the council doesn't decide, but they give the right to vote, and those people decide. If they come in, you'll hear people say, "Well, that is a negative. It's a net loss to the city because we're spreading out the resources more." Other people say it's a net benefit or gain to the coffers of the city, more money. Can you explain kind of just a simplistic version of that for me?
Yes. If it was true that it was a net loss, why has the city of Mobile annexed property probably in six different times in, you know, the last 50 or 60 years? And so every time it was addressed at, you know, possibly aiding citizens, but more had to do with the economics. And we know today that the rate of growth and sales taxes is greater in the police jurisdiction than it is in the city. And we don't know any reason that that should change, and so we need to capture that increase in sales tax out there, because, John, we are the only city we know of in the state, certainly the large cities, where we're already providing services in the police jurisdiction, and we were providing a lot of fire and mobile fire rescue services, but now it's just police. But nevertheless, over two decades, maybe three decades, you know, the city of Mobile, the citizens in the city have been funding the growth in the police jurisdiction, and it's time to annex those citizens into the city, or at least give them the right to vote whether they want to be part of the city.
All right. And I want to kind of transit. We talked about infrastructure in a bigger picture earlier, but I'm going to use the occasion of having this radio show to focus on something I'm very interested in as a Mobilian, and infrastructure. And this is not like concrete, this is not trucks, but this is synchronization. You joined me months ago to talk about the sinking of the traffic lights on Airport Boulevard. Can you give us an update on that? Because that's like that's something that people talk about a whole bunch.
Yes. You know, it really started when the first synchronization project we had was Water Street, and one there were probably six or eight lights that were involved, and, you know, it was amazing. As soon as they flipped the switch and they were all synchronized, I mean, people couldn't believe it, because we had reduced the lanes on Water Street from six lane, you know, to being four lane. And, you know, everybody thought we were crazy. Mm-hmm. You can't get more traffic through these four lanes and once you have a six and da-da-da. Anyway, so at the end of the day, they realized, hey, if you do have the synchronization, you can get more people, you know, to go down Water Street. Anyway, so the next project, really, Councilman Joel Daves and Gina Gregory, I think, were the ones that, you know, said we need to be doing this. And so we took some of the capital improvement money, and our traffic engineering department did the study and created the plan for doing it, and we actually implemented that. And so today, really from about Florida Street to Azalea Road or McGregor, you know, they are synchronized. Occasionally we'll have a glitch, maybe created by lightning or something, but the idea is that we will go from Azalea all the way to the airport eventually. And the next phase, which I think goes past Hillcrest or right to Hillcrest, is in design, and it should be coming up for, you know, be put out for bids in the very near future. So we're really excited about that because of how much traffic there is on Airport Boulevard between Azalea and Hillcrest.
So, I mean, in doing this, and if we move past airport, go to other roads, you're saying that this will alleviate traffic issues without even adding lanes. I mean, that this show is proving itself to make, you know, because traffic flow more quickly, better, even without having new roads or expanded roads.
Absolutely. And to really, for our citizens to really feel what could be the greatest impact, you would need to have synchronization on your north-south corridors like Hillcrest, University Boulevard, Schillinger's Road. And so, you know, as we have more funding available, you know, ultimately we will do those synchronizations also. But no, you do not have to add more lanes, and it makes for a better experience for anybody, you know, going down Airport Boulevard today and, you know, starting next month, Sean, we will be repaving Airport Boulevard from the Zay Road intersection all the way past the airport. It's part of a huge repaving program that we have, where we'll be repaving parts of Schillinger, parts of University Boulevard, Pinehurst Subdivision, Spring Hill Avenue, Stanton Road, Somerville, O'Shell, River Des Chines. I mean, almost $9 million worth of repaving. So that's, again, kind of a focus on infrastructure, so people don't have to worry about tire alignment, flat tires, and they can also ride down a synchronized road.
Yeah, we talk about the infrastructure there with roads that we can see, but underneath them is another part of the story. Where are we with the drainage situation and flooding in the city? How are we addressing it?
Well, the oldest part of the city is east of I-65, specifically in the downtown area and in Midtown. And we are using some of the funds from Restore Act. I think it's about $2 million, something in that neighborhood, where we are now geolocating and looking at the condition of every single stormwater inlet that we have in the city, so that we have them all mapped out. And it is a step in the process of assessing the entire stormwater drainage system. We, you know, month in and month out, we are repairing broken drainage pipes and trying to do what we can to, solve some of the flooding issues. But, Sean, the biggest culprit we have, the two things that really are a real challenge for our drainage. One is the age of the pipes that are there, and the other are the tree roots. You would not believe the damage that's being caused by tree roots, but, you know, we've got a way to cut those roots out of the tree. But once you have a line that's been compromised with tree roots, about the only way to fix it is to line that pipe, which is a very expensive proposition. But it's stuff that it is something that we do and have done, especially in the area of Grand Boulevard between Spring Hill Avenue and O'Shell Road. It's one project we did about 3 years ago, and it solved the problem. So we know how to solve the problem, so it's a funding issue.
That's something not done yet, then. It's something that continues to be working.
No, you're dead on. It is not done yet.
All right, and this subject is another one we've talked about, and maybe it's self-serving, but I think it's serving for all of us here in Mobile. Can you give us an update on Brookley Park? Is that what the official name is for it there, that land acquisition, and what we're going to do?
So it may end up being Brookley Park. I don't know that we've really named, and I think the public should have some input in that, what we will actually call it. Sometimes we refer to it internally in the administration as Brookley by the Bay, but we're open to suggestions of what it should be named. So we're real close to hiring someone that will help us design, what that really needs to look like. And I don't think that there are any really preconceived ideas of what it should be right now, but what we want to do is find engineering firms, architectural landscape firms, that have a proven track record of taking a piece of property, this is a very large piece of property, it's about 150 acres, and make sure that we build something that will, for the next couple of generations, it will be Mobile's premier park. And I know that from previous conversations with you, that you would like to know if there's a place for boat ramps.
I might be interested in that, yes.
So, I think that all those thoughts, would be put on the table of, if you have a boat ramp, where does it go? Where do you park the trailers and all that? But that's where the public input will play a crucial part in making sure that we develop and build out what the public wants.
All right, Mayor, up against the end of the segment here, remind folks if they want more information about Not Done Yet in your campaign, where do they go?
They go to sandystimson.com.
All right, we appreciate it, and you want to remind them, or let me remind them, that it's Tuesday? We're voting on Tuesday?
Yes, sir. You can remind them, I'll remind them, and I hope everybody listening reminds their friends and family that it's Tuesday the 24th, which is next Tuesday.
All right, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks, Sean. I really appreciate it.
All right, Mobile Mayor Sandy Simpson, our guest. We're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.